Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
War 3. Did you know that President Woodrow Wilson ran on "We will never go to war"? And he's the one that promoted the whole concept of war and realized that there had to be a war because people quit buying our had to get involved in the war. He promoted us getting involved in the war that started in World War I because we weren't involved in it, because he realized that people quit buying our products and he could not have big government if, in fact, they were at war because they're spending all their money on war. So he ran for not going to war. Did you know that FDR ran for not going to war?
Wow.
What is the guy that had that movie about President Kennedy? What was this, the movie? The Grassy Knoll.
Way back when.
Oliver Stone?
Oliver Stone, yeah.
Yeah, he said governments lie.
Imagine that.
I know. But you just don't want to believe it.
No.
Right.
But how many times do you have to, like, really? So the thing is, it's just, you know, abide on everything that you hear. But here we are right now where we are seeing the world pushed. And you understand there was a Archduke Ferdinand moment, just one Ferdinand moment where a particular person got killed. And then that just progressed like dominoes and eventually led us into war. And there's been so many of them right now. It has been amazing. And it's like God is holding and keeping us back. But I want you to hear first, because we're going to talk to you about three things about World War III. And this is a prophecy that was given by Jim Baker with about a war beginning in the Holy Land, how God had shown him this war beginning in the Holy Land. And this word was given in 1999. And then we're going to talk to you about today, what is taking place today. Listen up.
Now, here's the rest of the things that have not come pass of the 31 things. I know these sound so far out that some of them scare me to say them, but I'll just lay them out and we'll see what happens. There's a possibility, and all of these things can be stopped. Most of them can be, if the church will intercede. But there's a great possibility that the Third World War could begin, which will affect and begin in the Holy Land. The possibility of an atomic bomb literally being exploded. God spoke to me the other night. I believe it was God. I saw things that scared me. I saw a bomb being assembled in New York City. There's a possibility this bomb is already being assembled in New York. I believe there's going to be a major explosion in New York. And that is something that has just been spoken to me in the last few days. There will be a great earthquake in Japan, which will bring total financial collapse to the Japanese economy. There'll be worldwide economic disasters take place. Bank failures, stock market collapse. Deterioration of the most trusted stocks, even as Coca-Cola. And this already happened. Coca-Cola dropped within weeks after this was spoken to me. I believe there's going to be many signs in the heavens, in the sun. Great confusion is going to take place in Europe. Literally, there's going to be a call for world leader. And this was the part.
You understand, that is just, you understand, this was 1999. What happened after that? They actually arrested a man in a Ford Blazer or something in Manhattan that he had a bomb that he had built. And that part came to pass. Mm-hmm. But obviously, God had mercy and prayers was answered and that bomb was stopped, whether that was the one that was going to be happening or not. But he was building that bomb as, you know, Jim was talking about that.
I don't know if you know this, but Nancy, the person we know, her brother was right at that very exact place where that man was arrested in New York City for that bomb. He could have lost his life that day.
Yeah, I mean, it's everybody thinks huge in Manhattan, but really it's just compact. Mm. It's just very compact. And so where he's talking here prophetically that God has shown him, and understand 18 things he's already shared, we'll make those available for you, I guess, on the VFN Torch. That already come to pass, but this is based on his understanding at that time, but I think even a deeper understanding. But he's talking about World War III potentially taking place with an atomic bomb, atomic explosion inside of the Holy Land. Mm. And today, there is a a country, as we've been talking about, named Iran, who has an apocalyptic government, reportedly by those that study it, who is driving force is to send atomic bombs into Israel. And we're egging everybody on. Our leadership is there telling reportedly, and you can, these are all hopefully related into this article. You can go to the VFN Torch, because when we say stuff, we're saying it based off what's being reported, not what we're saying. In regards to what you just heard, that's a prophecy. And today is about prophecy, but it's being fulfilled. It's happening. But right now, the entire Arab League, with 500 million Muslims that surround Israel, has been turned over to the president of Russia, Gog and Magog, if you would, or Rush, Putin. And now Jacob, which is Israel, which is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he now, because America is not his friend anymore, our leader's not his friend anymore, and we are, but our leadership's not. He had to go to the president of Gog and Magog. He had to go to the president of Rush, and we're going to have that for you. And this is serious stuff. I mean, you're looking at, I mean, brace yourself. And if you haven't heard brace yourself, you need to brace yourself. You know, you need to hear prudent preparation. You need to prepare. There's no holds barred. There's going to be a journey for us to go through, no matter what our choice is at this point, because we've let ourselves go so far that it's going to take some time to come back out of this. And in that talking about an atomic bomb, World War III starting in the Holy Land, and very specifically, I remember sitting down with Amber before she went to the International House of Prayer with Mike Bickle up there for a 6-month intern. I pulled a napkin out. And on the back of the napkin, I wrote out a prophecy to her, and I showed her. I said, I drew out Iran, I drew out Israel, and I was showing what was going to happen, what was going on. And that very thing is happening right now. This is the amazing thing, not that the evil people are evil. It's the fact that our leadership has partnered with evil. At the same time, understand why we're doing this, at the very same time that this is happening, and we're telling, this is what our president and administration is telling your representative, your congressman. Do not listen to anything that reportedly, do not listen to anything that Israeli says. Do not pay attention to the allies of Israel. You know, basically just cut them off, which is Zelensky. That's the Zelensky tactics, which are really Lucifer tactics. But by the way, you're messing with fire here. This is not a stop sign in your community or trying to get some political whatever. This is God you're messing with. You're organizing against God. Saul, why are you organizing against me? And that is a segment that's going to be related as well. All this stuff is just kind of converging right now. At the same time this is going on, our leader, while he's hanging potential World War III around Israel's neck, he's hanging a medal of freedom around Gloria Steinem's neck in the White House, which is the big, huge promoter of sacrifices to Moloch. It's the reason why we have 55 million abortions. Ms. Magazine, she's the one that published that lady who tragically died in her hotel room trying to give herself an abortion, and used that and cranked and pushed it all the way up till they got Roe versus Wade, and then boom, all of a sudden, here we are now. At the same time, it's like everything evil that we've done is just surfacing, and it's just pressing on, of all the things, it's pressing on Israel. And ever how goes Israel, church, so goes the church. Ever what happens to the Jews happens to the Christians.
That's right.
But for, you know, and that shouldn't be the reason why you stand there, but understand, World War III, nobody said we're going to be in World War I. Woodrow Wilson ran on the fact that we were not going to get involved. But then he sent around people to educate folks who later, Hitler used this man himself, Goebbels, to come up with a whole promotion of educating America why we need to get involved. And then we got involved, World War I. And then that's where the United Nations came out, or at least the League of Nations that he wrote out. The Federal Reserve came from Woodrow Wilson, all these wonderful, everybody praises Woodrow, but that's where the Federal Reserve came from, which, by the way, yesterday, if you would have heard it, that one of the Federal Reserve members are repenting, and they're saying, please forgive me, I'm sorry that we did this to you, America, and there's no turning back. Out there, we have been talking about in a previous program, and we're going to continue this conversation about the prophetic words that were given over World War III beginning in the Holy Lands. You can hear it. We just talked about that as Jim Baker was prophesying there. And in 1999, now we're talking about it actually taking place as we speak. As a matter of fact, Charisma Magazine.
Yes.
Talk to us what the article is today on Charisma Magazine.
The article today is actually written, and it's entitled Obama's Iran Moves Could Start World War III.
So President Obama is making these moves that we've been talking about, these moves on VFN Radio. Mm-hmm. And so Steve String, I guess?
Actually Noah Beck wrote this article, and he talks about the 8 catastrophic consequences if these sanctions are lifted off of Iran and
wait
they get
a
nuclear.
8 catastrophic.
Yes.
I don't know if you make sure the related article to this, too, is the catastrophic banner that I had to carry, you
That's
know,
right.
because
how about that?
I know. I want the family banner. I don't want the catastrophic banner. And it's like over and over again.
The word of 2013.
Yeah.
Convergence and catastrophic.
Catastrophic.
Just all coming together. My
so
goodness.
8 catastrophic events.
Catastrophic consequences and results of lifting. And one of them, one of the first one he talks about is the Treaty of Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons will be effectively finished. And it's the treaty that says, hey, you know, we're not going to keep making these nuclear weapons. We're not going to do this. So it's over.
So the arms race begins.
The world's most volatile region will become even more explosive as other regional players scramble to establish their own nuclear arsenals to counter Iran's.
You think about this, too, in the context of it, that, you know, who originally when we operate as one nation under God.
Mm-hmm.
And we acknowledge God as the founder of our, you know, raising our nation up. And we acknowledge him in every aspect and the Judeo-Christian laws and all that. That gave us a reason to be the one to have nuclear power because we were going to use it as that last resort. But also we're going to help, that power is going to help us keep other people that were evil from getting power.
That's right.
But now it looks like, you know, there is no difference now.
We're doing
what they're doing.
Well, he continues to say that, and rogue nations will realize that by following Iran's deceptive playbook, they too can develop, you know, these nuclear capabilities.
Mm-hmm. And think about it. We've been so humbled, you know, I believe the Lord's humbling us and mm-hmm. is using Jehoiakim to do it, his set man. But the actions that have been taken by this current administration and all those that selected him was to not redistribute wealth in America, but to redistribute America over the face of the earth. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're being redistributed. I mean, our power, our influence, our reputation, our economy. If you would have heard yesterday about China and what they're talking about doing now with, they're talking about going into democracy. They're experimenting now with capitalism.
Wow.
As we're going into communism, you know, going into more the opposite. We're going to be putting together iPhones soon, which is cool because we're talking about the school core,
Common Core.
And I mean, I don't have anything wrong with, you know, helping folks out and doing a great and having a job, understanding that we're watching a nation be humbled in front of us, which ends with what I saw was America in chains.
Well, and people often wonder, what did it look like prior to the end?
Yeah.
You're watching it. This is it.
You're seeing
it right now. This is what it looks like.
And this is the problem with this. The problem is we like to live in fantasy.
Mm.
And very few people live in reality. And they complain to you all the time about their reality. And they even may complain about your reality to them because they're wanting you to be their fantasy. And the reality is, this is it. This is our life. Let's just live it. And so what happens with those mindsets, those fiction mindsets are, that it takes a good 2 or 3 years for you to realize that this was going down. This is surreal. This is not happening. Yes, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. Even the futures market for food, because of the way they buy it, it keeps your prices steady in the grocery store for coffee for 2 years. But it's going to take you 2 years before you can actually know that your coffee prices were hit, and now you got like $50 a quart of coffee or something.
A coffee bean.
Yeah, and so this delay, and it's like this future fantasy thing is that we can be in captivity before you know it. And what God showed me, speaking of what you're talking about, he showed me America in chains, literally a leather collar around enslaved, which we talked about under Nebuchadnezzar, with a leather collar around her neck, with chains off both sides, and she'd break loose, And then they put her in chains again. And she break loose and they put her in chains again. And all of a sudden, the people are running to go to the authorities and to say what happened. Then they realize the authorities were not going to be for the right side. And it's like the future. If we do not humble ourselves, this is not good. Mm-hmm. You first have Josiah. Mm-hmm. And you hadn't listened to it yet. It'd be pretty good to listen to it. You're not going to have, you know, the listening devices where we're going if you don't turn. Then you have Jehoiakim, God's set man. Then you have Zedekiah, God is just. And a justice movement is moving across the face of the earth. And justice for us right now, for what we're doing to Israel, is not good. But if we cry out for mercy and acknowledge and repent and stand with Israel and stand for God, then God forgives and he restores. And he gives us a battle plan for being able to come out of this thing. But yeah, it's catastrophic. Go ahead.
That's amazing. The second thing he says is that the force of UN Security Council resolutions will be further diluted as Iran will continue flouting, which is basically dismissing the six of them without getting any kind of impunity or punishments. Like, hey, it means nothing, which they're already making themselves non-existent anyway, the UN, but it's all on paper. It's all a facade.
And we're going to pack this with related posts so you can see that we've been talking about this. But one, as we talked about, the United Nations has a voting block, and the voting block is an Islamic voting block. It's a Muslim voting block. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It's always been against Israel because it has the majority already established. So they're never going to be for Israel in the context of that. And so when you're talking about ignoring the United Nations, all that, they have a voting block. Nobody's going to mess with them.
But just recently, the UN, they did some sanctions against Israel just, I believe it was this week. And
in that segment, it'll say like, they filed like 100,000 complaints against Israel, you know, and then one complaint against Arafat or something. Yeah. And it's oh my goodness.
And the interpreter was heard off mic going like, what is that basically? What in the world? Does anyone see this? And it was, she's recognized what was happening. The interpreter, like, this is crazy.
It's sort of like, you have toddlers, and toddlers are fighting, going, and this, the arguments look like that. Mm-hmm. You know, they're lying. They've been in that cookie jar. They got crumbs all over their face. They just hit the other kid over the head with their toy because they wanted the toy.
Right.
And you walk in, you're looking at it going, well, you can handle that. Mm-hmm. But this is the difficult thing about it. Now imagine those toddlers possessing atomic weapons.
Exactly.
Having muscular strength and intellectual know-how to be able to harm the other one, to have so much hate inside of them, and it's like toddlers with nukes that will kill you because they don't have any frontal lobe developed yet as a toddler. Somebody's gonna get hurt. Well, this is a frontal lobe that's held captive by Lucifer, by darkness. And they don't feel anything for the Jews. They don't feel anything for the Christians. Yeah. They don't feel anything for the infidel, which is everybody but them. In the context of this, there is no feeling there. They've been programmed. What's true? And the fact, and it's because you look at it and you go, well, this is crazy. But you have to understand, it's crazy with nukes.
Yeah.
So you can't. They'll kill you. They'll cut your head off. They'll rape your daughter. They will imprison you. They'll beat you. They will force your wife to be their wife. They'll force you under tax. I mean, but it's like a toddler with power. And because they don't realize when a kid hits you, they don't feel anything. They just kind of, and a little toddler hits another one with a toy hammer, and they don't realize you just hurt that kid because they don't have that mental capability to understand. The frontal lobe is not there fully developed yet in life. But these guys have been trained up in these mosques. In radical Islam, the ones we're talking about, that hate and these are the problems, and they stole our land from us, and just it's all this venom, and now you have weapons, catastrophic weapons, and these are grown folks acting like toddlers with serious ramifications to the human being, the human race, including the Jews and the Christians.
Wow. What we're talking about are the consequences, the catastrophic consequences, if these sanctions are lifted off of Iran and they do develop these weapons that are going to be aimed at Iran. The third, at Israel. The third thing.
And this is out of Charisma Magazine.
Charisma Magazine, Noah Beck. And the third thing he mentions is Iran-backed terrorist organizations, including Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Hezbollah, will grow emboldened by the nuclear umbrella of their patron. And so once Iran gets these nuclear weapons, it is on. You know, these guys are going to feel like justified.
But, but is that not like children that, that don't? It's like, are you lording over your brothers right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but it's when it's, but it's that same, if you can look at that same behavior, I mean, you can figure this out easily.
That paradigm, yeah.
And that's exactly what happens because some juvenile mindset is they're actually going to lord over their brothers. They're going to, yeah. they're going to, because of whatever. But now this is like the same mindset with weapons and
destructive.
I mean, and believing that if they destroy everything, you know how teenagers are, like, the world's over as I know it. No, it's just a pimple. We'll get beyond this. We'll just get, they really believe because of their inability to understand life because, you know, they made a bad grade on their one test that the life is over as they know it.
Yeah.
And these guys believe that chaos,
if it's their narrative.
Iran, it's apocalyptic. Yeah. It's their narrative that if they need to stir chaos for their Messiah, the 12th Iman, to be able to return. He's going to come out of the hole in the ground that they're walking around in Mecca, and he's going to put a mark on everybody, and that's going to show them that they're different. And this is it. You can see this on the VFN Torch. Hopefully this is all related.
Yeah.
So you can see all this.
The fourth thing he talks about is that terrorism will go, could go nuclear. I say it will. Terrorism could go nuclear should Iran share some of its nuclear materials with terrorist groups it supports.
Like they're doing now. They actually have an office that promotes a ministry to promote radical Islam.
Yeah, shared here on VFN Radio.
It's, hopefully it's really opposed. They actually have a minister of this. So you're just going to have another thing on their bookshelf. Like here's a... And when people think nuclear weapons, they think about a missile.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand it's the missile's delivering a payload, something that's in the top of the missile,
mm-hmm.
called a nuclear bomb, which means that can be in a suitcase. It could be in some sort of methodology other than to have it. It don't have to be a missile.
Mm.
I mean, knowing how this false doctrine is promoted, it could be wrapped around somebody's chest and walk in as a nuclear suicide bomber type thing. And all of a sudden, they're willing to be nuked themselves. And just all of a sudden, this nuclear Chernobyl thing starts bleeding out. There's no explosion or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's in the air. And all of a sudden, you start seeing all the ramifications of that, which is cancer and diseases and all this kind of stuff starts happening. Skin.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad.
Very bad. Face melting.
And it shows you, though, that God is the only one that keeps us safe. If anybody was taking credit thinking that you and your own little idea and your political schemes was keeping you safe.
Right.
Understand the reason why this hasn't happened to us now is because God kept it from happening to us, which means if we repent, then he can keep it from happening to us. And we can still be a city on a hill. We can be a nation that brings hope and truth and support to other nations. We're talking about the Charisma magazine's article about 8 catastrophic events that could happen that could promote war, could cause World War III, right? That's what they're saying.
The results of what this administration is trying to push, if it happens and these sanctions are released, this is what we're looking at.
What the president and his leadership is doing, his cabinet's doing.
Correct.
We're on number 3?
5.
5? Okay.
Yes. Wow. United States influence in the Middle East will erode even more as Obama further damages U.S. relationships and influence in the region.
Is it more, can it erode any more than it already is? France has already stepped up.
When France is stepping up,
the European Union right now is reported today, or this week, that they're saying, even Russia, businessmen in Russia saying, you know, we need to disinvest from the American dollar.
Wow.
And the euros, there's the euro saying we need to pull out of the American dollar. Of course, China already has stopped buying our bonds. And so I'm like, you know, what else can happen other than, you know, made in America will be the new made in China.
Mm. Wow.
So that's definitely, but it can get worse. I mean, obviously we're
headed there.
And the interesting thing about China too, is China has a saying that's been around for a while, is that every fifth generation loses. I mean, they say it in Mandarin, but every fifth generation loses the blessing because they don't know what the previous 4 generations did get it.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There's the great generation who people call the great generation, and the generation after that called themselves the great generation.
Wow.
They branded themselves, but the great generation that fought for where we were at, they didn't call themselves the great generation. It just got pressed upon them.
Yeah.
And now this generation, they're just kind of like by genes with like, we're the great generation and all.
Lord help us. Forgive us.
He can't overnight. He can. I mean, I believe a third great awakening. If we didn't listen, then we'll listen now. I mean,
he has
listen.
A way of getting our attention.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great harvest coming. We'll be talking about that, too, as well.
Amen. U.S. respect throughout the world will be plummeted if the U.S. cannot be trusted to provide strong leadership on the national security issue of the greatest concern to the free world, where U.S. interests are directly at stake. What does that mean for U.S. and the credibility more generally?
Well, I know this, that when Paul was about to be beat by one of the Roman leaders, the governors, well, one of the commanders, he said, "I'm an American."
Mm-hmm.
No, this is what he said. He said, "I'm a Roman citizen."
Mm-hmm.
And they knew, this is what Rome was like, that they, if you became a citizen of Rome and you pay taxes to Rome and you were a good citizen, no matter where you were, if anybody touched you, if anybody laid hands on you, you were in some serious. They're going to deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a day that America was like that. Mm-hmm. No matter where you were in the world, everybody knew if you touched that American, if you touched that American here in France, if you touched that American here over in Afghanistan, if you touched that American that's traveling with their suitcase and their two little children trying to check out your pyramids and stuff, if you touch them, there's going to be just holy heck to pay for touching them.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have Pastor Saeed sitting in prison in Iran, you know, American who was doing nothing wrong, and he's being totally ignored. Why, reportedly, Valerie Jarrett, and I don't know what, you know, I'm saying plus or negative on that. I'm just saying is advising our president, reportedly talking with the Ayatollah and the White House totally denies it. But the article you can see about on the VFN torch. And it's like, why aren't you talking to them about getting the American Saeed out of the prison there?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they're down for it. It appear apparently not. They don't, A1 priority is not the Jews and the Christians. A1 is whatever their agenda is, which I don't even know. So I think we've already. If I was an American right now, I don't know. Traveling abroad right now is probably not a wise thing to do.
Yeah, I'd be
I wouldn't say that our country would come after you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say. And they even did in our Secret Service, which they've never been shamed like that.
Mm-mm.
And it's like the Secret Service are very special people. And they've done such an excellent job over all these years, and it's almost like, you know, it's almost like they got set up.
Yeah.
And in the context of that, but all of a sudden we see all these negative stuff's being said about everything America, including our Secret Service.
Mm.
And these guys have been, you know, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. And pray for our Secret Service. You know, pray for them, pray protection for them and their family, that God would give them wisdom and how to be able to stand up for and protect our country and our president and all that's going on.
Yeah. Number 7 is global instability and oil prices will skyrocket. If Israel, with Saudi assistance, strikes Iran's nuclear program, the Iranian retaliation that follows could spark World War III.
Now, what if they strike what? It
says global instability and oil prices will skyrocket if Israel, with Saudi assistance, strikes Iran's nuclear program.
Because?
Well, it says the Iranian retaliation that follows could spark World War III.
Well, what's that little waterway there they have, the Suez?
Suez Canal?
Yeah. Is it Suez? It could be Suez. But anyway, like 40% of the world's oil goes through there. And they would just do something to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I doubt very seriously our present leadership would send boats over there to prevent that from being closed down for some. I don't know why. I just
imagine.
I think they'll be like tied up doing something. I don't know what it is, you know, being decommissioned or something.
Wow. He continues to say, will Iran attack Saudi oil fields or otherwise pour more fuel onto the Sunni Shia fire in Syria? So yeah, the whole Syria thing, you know, may flare up. The other question says, will Iran and Iran-backed Hezbollah, estimated to have 45,000 missiles, will they launch a massive attack, killing thousands of Israeli civilians? And will some of the Syrian chemical weapons held by Assad, another Iranian ally, end up hitting Israel? And these are all significant ifs. But you're following Satan's, you know, blueprint here, you know they're going to be used,
right? And so here we are. Why are we talking about this? Because it's a biblical worldview. We're talking about standing up for Israel, standing up for the human race, understanding that Who do you think would fight in World War III? It would be you. It would be your sons. And by the way, now, it would be your daughters. They've just had the first ladies go through the first higher-up training that they've never gone through before successfully. They just graduated a few ladies. And so you may be sending your mother, have to go, she'll get, which means this, by the way, a draft. Right now, yeah. We actually are like, you volunteer. But when you actually register to vote or to get anything, go to college, get financial aid, you had to sign up for this particular thing. And that thing is, forget the name of it, but
Selective Service,
which means they can draft you at a moment's notice. And for some reason, I don't think anybody would have a problem sending Americans into would not be a good place to do that. No. We need to pray.
Yeah.
Pray for the peace of Israel. And look right here. Right here, CBN News is reporting, in addition to all of this, right now, that Benjamin Netanyahu had to go to the president of Russia now, of Russia, right in the middle of these talks right now. And listen what's up. Listen up.
Israel is using high-stakes diplomacy to keep world powers from making a deal with Iran over its nuclear program. As the U.S. and five other nations met with Iran in Geneva Wednesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Chris Mitchell reports now from Russia.
While the world powers met with Iranian negotiators in Geneva, both Netanyahu and Putin took different views on those talks. Putin was optimistic.
We hope in the near future a deal will be announced acceptable to all the sides.
Netanyahu warned once again about the danger of a nuclear Iran.
The biggest threat against us and against global security is Iran's effort to arm itself with nuclear weapons.
We're going to continue this amazing journey right now that's happening on the face of the earth in our next program, which can join us just in a few moments on the other side. Stay tuned. We will be with you in just a moment with a continuation of this. It looks like they're trying to, and we're talking prophetically today, about trying to push the world into a war. And this is what happens with wars. And we've talked about this before, but understand, borders get changed. Mm. Governments change. Economies change. Mechanisms for money changes. Everything changes. All these things change. When we first started in America, we were 13 colonies. And guess what? Wars expanded things much larger than it is. We need to pray. Pray. Pray.
Hello?
We are right in the middle talking about World War III. Yes, we don't want to stir up fear, but we want to stir up your faith to understand that prophecy has been given, and if you missed it, we've been talking about in today's programs, that it was prophesied by Jim Baker that World War III would potentially begin in the Holy Land. Mm. Then we're talking about, what they're doing. We've been talking about it for quite some time. They're actually egging everybody on and nudging, if you would, everybody in that area. They're trying to fundamentally transform the world. And it's not the president of the United States, by the way. There's a whole crew that's selected. This is a world thing. Yeah, this is a world thing. You can always tell by how they look at JJ, the Jews and Jesus, how they look at the Christians and the Jews, if they push God aside to do this, then that is a world ruling, whether they know it or not, And so we're listening right now to CBN News reporting that here we are. We created this huge storm around Israel. We are the ones that caused the Arab Spring to take place. We empowered the Muslim Brotherhood, and now they're actually talking about crimes against humanity now because of us doing that. Talking about bombing Assad and Damascus, we're going to send ships out there. We're the ones that had the Russian fleet up behind our president when he was, the Americans were gathering in North Carolina. And it's like, what are we doing? Just transmit to the Vladimir, we'll have more freedom after the election. I'll let Vladimir know. And it's like, here we are now. Vladimir Putin is talking as Jacob, as Israel, the apple of God's eye, is having to go to Vladimir. Our president told Putin's puppet,
Medvedev,
that he would have more flexibility after the election. And everybody wondered what that was. And I don't think there is such thing as a slip mic. I mean, if you understand Alinsky, that's how you do things.
Mm-hmm.
And, but look at the flexibility. How in the world, who would have ever thought from the time that he said, I'll transmit that to Vladimir Putin, President Putin, mm-hmm. that he would be one leading the G20, that America would be trailing by 45 minutes or if not an hour behind all the nations in the G20 that's there, that the entire Arab League, which is over 500 million Muslims surrounds Israel, would actually be put over under the Vladimir Putin. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, he's holding up to his bargain, right? Hey. Russian fleet behind you when you're talking. More flexibility after the election.
Back in Syria.
Back in Syria, turning over the Arab League over to Putin, quote, saving the day. Forbes magazine calling him now the most powerful man in the earth. And look at the flexibility. Now, our president and his leadership and whoever's behind him created an atmosphere to do what? To cause what you're seeing right now on Christian Television Network, and you can see this on the VFN Torch. You're seeing Jacob, you're seeing Israel have to go now because who's the friend? Who's the friend of Israel? I'll tell you this. Vladimir Putin is not the friend of Israel. But Prime Minister Netanyahu is wise in knowing what he has to do. I mean, just a great, great leader. I mean, he probably gave the most encouraging speech from the United Nations. If you want to be encouraged, you need to hear his speech on the VFN Torch, and hopefully that's a related link. But it will just encourage you. It's like, sanity!
Yeah.
But look at this.
Netanyahu, you said, right?
Benjamin Netanyahu, right. He's the one that gave the speech there. And listen up. This is now, you're listening to CBN News reporting as Benjamin Netanyahu had to go to the one that our president said, I'll have more flexibility after the election. Here he is now. Israel is I wouldn't say, well, basically showing up in need. I need your help. And he's asking Putin for help. Whoever thunk that day would ever take place. Listen up.
Netanyahu's attempt to change Putin's mind is a long shot.
Well, I think the prime minister tried to convince Putin that agreement with Iran at the moment will be a bad idea. But I think he knew that it will be a very hard task. And from what we saw in the press conference, I think that both sides basically agreed not to agree.
Netanyahu's visit here to Moscow is just one part of an all-out diplomatic campaign by Israel to stop the international community from striking a deal with Iran that would allow it to get a nuclear device. They don't want Geneva 2013 to become Munich 1938. That's when the Western powers appeased Adolf Hitler and he took over Czechoslovakia. That agreement sowed the seeds for World War II.
The deal on the table is a deal that gives the Iranians exactly what they want. It's a dream deal. They don't have to make any significant concessions. And at the same time, they get easing of the sanctions. For them, it's a dream deal, a dream deal. And we're concerned that for the international community, it'll be a nightmare.
Mark Regev, spokesman for the prime minister, says Iran is not just an Israeli problem.
It's obvious that the Iranian nuclear program is a threat to Israel. That's clear. But it's also a threat to the world. I'd remind you, the Iranians are working on intercontinental ballistic missiles, missiles that can carry nuclear payloads. Now, they don't need those missiles for Israel because they've already got missiles that can target Israel. Those missiles are being built for targets way beyond the Middle East, in Europe and in North America.
But will Israel attack Iran's nuclear facilities? In a statement designed to remind negotiators in Geneva a military option is very much alive, Israel's former national security advisor, Yaakov Amidror, told the Financial Times, "We have enough to stop the Iranians for a very long time. We are not bluffing. We are very serious, preparing ourselves for the possibility that Israel will have to defend itself by itself." Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Moscow.
Who would have ever thunk this day would happen? What you're looking at right there in Christian Television Network, which you can see on the VFN Torch, you're looking at how our president used the flexibility after the election. He used the flexibility based on his fruit and what we're seeing with Valerie Jarrett, an Iranian-born advisor, American parents born in Iran, who reportedly, which the White House denies, is working with the Ayatollah, which the president said that, yes, the Green Party did send me a request to help them during the Arab Spring, and no, I did not respond to them.
Wow.
And it's like, that would have been the moment to stop the supposed, if you really wanted to stop this nuclear armament, would have been at that point, because the Iranian people were saying, help us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why they were kicked. And you can we're going to make a related link as this as well. We've been talking about this is all prophecy, and this is prophecy being fulfilled. Women were being kicked in the gut and raped on the streets during that time of that people wanting to be free in Iran. The Green Party writes our president, says, you know, you've helped out in Egypt. You've helped out in these other nations. Will you help us too? Which the assumption would be, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But guess what? He denied it for quite some time. He just didn't say letter just laid on his desk. And it's like, for some reason, this current administration has a relationship that only God knows about, mm-hmm, with Iran.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just amazing what's taking place. And we know Iran is against, I mean, its total viewpoint is destroy Israel, push them into the sea.
And they have an interesting narrative with Germany, with Nazis, and their whole name is like,
yeah, Iranian.
The connection here, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's the same spirit, whether it's not the same people. And so the Charisma magazine, here they are. Understand this. This is the more flexibility was used to be able to put Israel in the position they were in yesterday when this happened, when the prime minister did this with the very one he was going to transmit the message to Vladimir. This is what happened. And it was the Russian Navy in that big picture that we showed you that was behind the Americans when we were choosing who our leader would be. It was a shot being fired over the bow when they were trying to choose a leader down in South Florida. There were shots being fired at the Capitol where innocent people were shot. I mean, all these things are happening right now. And we had an opportunity to Katrina ourselves, which means to purify our hearts and do what's right. Wow. And we did not choose to be able to do that. And now you're looking at this huge momentum taking place. We share with you what God said and about the Philippines and what was going to happen. If you pray, this corrupt leadership will be removed. And the corrupt leadership was still there because this Sunday, reports were, and you can go back and listen to it on the Torch, was the corrupt leadership has taken the money that we're sending over there to help the Philippine people. And which means it never did get moved. And he says, if you don't do this, then it's going to be major. And the biggest typhoon in the history of the world, like everybody knows all the history, but that's what they're reporting, it hit them and brought great destruction, and it's still there. And not only are they destroyed by the storm now and these earthquakes and things going on, but they have a corrupt government that's oppressing them and taking their health and their money, you know, reportedly speaking. And it's just like, understand, at the same time this word was being given out at the VFN Dream Center in the Gulf Coast, that within hours, the tornadoes came across the Midwest and up into the east, and great destruction came down. And it's always what you're hearing. It's hotter than it's ever been. It's colder than it's ever been in history. This is bigger than we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. It's faster than we've ever seen. It's more destructive. Over and over again, but nobody's like going like, hey. And what they're doing is, this is how Lucifer's changing the narrative. He's saying, oh, this is just global warming. It's like, no, it's not. It's consequences for rebelling against God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Even the rocks cry out for God. You have to understand, everything is in God's control. The earth will respond to a rebellious people. It'll respond to innocent bloodshed on it. And God will respond to us if we repent for the sins that we committed on it.
Mm.
But understand, the earth will literally, you know, vomit us out of a place and just get into turmoil and just be disturbed if we turn our backs on God. I mean, go back and look.
Yeah.
And what he says, but if you actually seek my face, pray, turn from your wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and your land will calm down.
Mm.
I'll heal your land.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he say that?
Yeah.
And so we're finding something. We want these things to calm down. It's not about political global warming concept. It's about us getting right in our heart and things will just line up. And I know you have more from Charisma.
Yeah. Yeah, also, you know, right now, Geneva, what's happening is they're meeting today. They're calling the P5 plus one. And those are the states you're looking here at. We'll make this available for you on the Torch. But Wikipedia talks about here the Treaty of Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. And there's five states, countries that have signed this agreement. It's the United States, it's Russia, the United Kingdom, France, and China. And out of that group, France is the only one that opposes it. Not the United States, not Russia, not a China and not United Kingdom.
A socialistic government who is in financial downfall right now.
Yeah.
And it's like they stood up.
And you'll watch.
There'll be a difference. We're going to go to break right now, but they're going to be a difference because we want to hear more about mm-hmm. Charisma Magazine and what they're saying, these eight catastrophic things that can be happening if we keep going this direction because of what our current administration is doing. This is a biblical worldview. We're trying to find out, dear God, what do we do? What do we pray? How do we need to respond to this? John, we are talking about what was being prophesied, World War III potentially taking place beginning in the Holy Land. And it looks like all these things are accumulating to come together. And if you missed it, you got to get today's program. You've got to listen to it. You need to share it with your friends. Because understand, we're seeing it now before it happens, which means we can pray and say, dear God, please don't make this happen. Keep this from happening. Forgive me for my sins. Forgive us for turning our backs on you. Forgive us for putting people in office who don't love you. Forgive us for the aborting, the killing of the babies. And forgive us for the oppression that we had in our nation. Dear God, have mercy on us. Lord, we stand with Israel. I mean, that's what VFN Radio on VFN TV is all about. We talk about it. It's three pillars that we're going to have to stand up for. And we understood this because we're prophesying to you things that we knew about and things that are unfolding here. We knew that at the time we began to talk about it, that America was not standing up as a leader for Israel. But this is what we say. You know, we're here for God and country in that order, God first, because there is no country without God. We believe the kingdom came first. The kingdom of God was inside the hearts of men. And they were looking for a place to be able to worship because they were being beat for worshiping outside of the Church of England. And the nation happened over a period of time. And when they wrote it out one nation under God. And it's a government by the people and for the people in the year of our Lord and on and on. And for God and country in that order and for Israel. You don't have a lot of time to really talk about the details, but you can find out and listen to the related articles here in the context of how we have Israel and America was very significant. Listen to these different segments that are made available here about how significant it was. And as soon as one president wrote a letter to, I believe it was Saudi Arabia, whoever it was, some Arabian nation, we will not let Israel become a nation.
FDR,
that will never happen. 2 weeks later, he died. And then guess what? His replacement signed the papers. Harry Truman signed the papers because he was raised up on his mother's knee, knowing that whoever blesses Israel will be blessed. Understand this. FDR thought he had it all figured out. But his very life, like Herod, was taken away from him in 2 weeks when he said, I'm going to try to stop the plans of God. And what God says, all the wisdom and all the strength of men cannot stop God and his plans. And so we want to get involved and get under God and begin to abide with him and follow him. And we've been talking about that. So World War III, I mean, you think about that. That is a major thing. We were talking about Israel and how they've been focusing on, you know, prophetically we're seeing the fulfillment of the prophecies that have been said. And as we speak right now, it's like World War III is being stirred up against Israel. And if it's against Israel, it's against God. And we got to begin to pray. But what did Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, what did he say?
Well, you know, in his last speech before the UN here just recently, he shared about a personal experience. And Noah writes about this. He says, from his personal family history, the collective experiences that guides Israel on fateful decisions. And the last thing he said was, this is potentially this could be the last warning that, you know, we hear from Israel in front of the UN regarding them striking Iran if things don't change.
They're realizing they may be the only one that have to do it.
Right.
Never again.
Well, he says this story, Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel. One cold day in the late 19th century, my grandfather Nathan and his younger brother Judah were standing in a railway station in the heart of Europe. They were seen by a group of anti-Semitic hoodlums who ran towards them waving clubs, screaming, "Death to the Jews."
I think it's important to understand anti-Semitic means people that hate the Jews just for being Jews.
They were screaming, "Death to the Jews." My grandfather shouted to his younger brother to flee and save himself, and he then stood alone against the raging mob to slow it down. They beat him senseless. They left him for dead, and before he passed out, covered in his own blood, he said to himself, "What a disgrace. What a disgrace. The descendants of Maccabees lie in the mud, powerless to defend themselves. He promised himself that if he lived, he would take his family to the Jewish homeland and help them build a future for the Jewish people. I stand here today as an Israeli prime minister because my grandfather kept that promise.
Wow.
Powerful.
And he's never again. Never again. Dear God, we pray for the peace of Israel, the protection of Israel. Put your angels around them, God. We just pray for the salvation of the Jews, Lord God. Lord, we pray just wisdom. Uncover these strategies, these evil strategies. Uncover and cancel every attack plan against Israel, we pray. Father God, raise up men and women of God who will stand boldly for Israel and make a differentiation between France and other nations who said, I will stand with Israel. Let people see that you do bless those who bless Israel. Amen. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.